Välkommen till en fantasystund, avsnitt 17. Och jag gjorde så här, jag postade på Instagram att jag skulle vilja testa lite andra saker än just fantasy. Så det kommer jag göra här idag. Jag kommer ganska långt bort faktiskt. Det är så att en som svarade på den här posten, hon heter Sara Arneberg. Hon har en Instagram-profil som heter A Bouquet of Poems, som då skriver dikter på engelska. Ja, och jag gillar ju en utmaning, så att jag tänkte att varför inte första gången prova att läsa dikter också även på engelska då. Så jag kommer då ge mig på att läsa ett par utvalda dikter från boken som heter Growing Pains på engelska här då. Så att ja, intressant, men nu kör vi. Eller let's go, får jag väl säga. Crumbs of Love. The crumbs of love you were feeding me. I was too obsessed and couldn't see. I kept on begging you for more with hands together, knees on floor. Constantly seeking your validation, the absence felt like rough starvation. I was like your bird of pleasure. In my eyes, you were gold. Like treasure, I chased anything you'd throw, like old bread tossed to one black crow. Though I should have known that love isn't just crumbs fed to a dove. Love is affection, desire, devotion, not old crumbs of faint emotion. Fade. My arm has faded, and so have my legs. There's only a faint shimmer of where my body threads. It's eating me rapidly, like a fire without end, drowning me gently until I no longer can fend. The emptiness haunts me. Soon I'll be a ghost. As all my body fades, I'm closer to be whole. Autumn blues. I'm terrified of autumn, in case I fall back down. In case it will feel worse as the leaves turn brown. Dark and gloomy mornings, dark and gloomy nights. Afraid it will feel lonely without the summer lights. Depressing gray season, strong wind, fog and rain. As the days grow short, I don't want to face the pain. I'm terrified of autumn, in case it turns out bad. In case it won't be different, and the dark still makes me sad. Trash can roses. In the trash can at the airport lies a neat bouquet of crimson colored roses made to give away. One can only imagine who they were meant for. A last chance to get back one who doesn't love anymore. Or maybe for someone who'd already left. For a place far away, finally get some rest. Perhaps they were for one who didn't show, who promised to be there with a sign on first row. In the trash can at the airport lies a neat bouquet, which didn't fulfill its purpose. It never got given away. It is temporary. It's gonna be all right. Feelings are temporary. Get used to the emotion. The duration may vary. If it feels like a spiral, like nothing makes sense, you're stuck inside your head where everything's intense. It's gonna be all right. Just take a big, deep breath. However it feels will not lead to your death. It's uncomfortable, I know, but it will not last for long. Just try to live your life. I know that you are strong. Maple syrup voice.
I don't feel complete without your hand in mine, tracing my fingers up and down your spine, feeling your heart beat fast just like a pattern, your brown eyes stunning like the rings of Saturn. I don't feel at home without your presence near. That maple syrup voice is all I want to hear. Chasing your hair strands blowing in the breeze, your radiating warmth makes me feel at ease. I don't feel like myself without you being around. All the scars on your body and the mole that I found. Your hair dark like feathers of a majestic black raven. Strong arms wrapped around me like a safe old haven.
Magic in the mundane. There's magic in our nature, in the trees of the forest, in the waves of the sea, in the wind blowing free. There's magic in the living, in the people of our hearts, in the animals of our land, in the ladybug on your hand. There's magic in the mundane, in the things we always see, in the mushroom on the path, on the bubbles in our bath. There's magic in our lives if you just dare to notice. If we let go of our past, magic will find us at last.
Ja, jag hoppas att jag gjorde de här dikterna någorlunda rättvisa i alla fall. Tusen tack till författaren Sara Arneberg. Kolla in hennes Instagram, A Bouquet of Poems, och boken heter då Growing Pains. Och nu säger jag tack så mycket för den här stunden.